So I drifted down to San Antonio to a pretty senorita there, a red rose in her hair. Bandera moon, Abilene memories, Tucson days, and Denver nights. 38 men that needed killing. How many more will my quick guns invite? Then again I felt all alone, so I rode my horse back to San Antonio. Then I went on a shooting spree, Texas Rangers after me. Mexican moon, Texas memories, Rio Grande days, and Juarez nights. 48 men I've sent to Boot Hill, using my six gun or Bowie knife. Cimarron moon, Dodge City memories, Deadwood days, and Tombstone nights. Too many men that still need killing, using my six gun or Bowie knife. Too many men that still need killing. Or could this by chance be my last gunfight? Cimarron moon, Cimarron moon, Cimarron moon, Cimarron moon.
So what is that song about? Tell us a bit about it.
It's about one of my very deep interests in the American history of the Old West, the Wild West that took place in the 19th century. I got interested in this history because down in Texas there was a book published called Album of Gunfighters. It's out of print now. You can only get it down in Texas. And the guy that put it together is the one who collected all the original photographs of the gunfighters that that lived a long time ago. He was actually, there were some of them that were old, that were still alive, and he was actually friends with some of them, and knew a lot about their history anyway from his own life experiences. And so he collected all this stuff and eventually put it into a museum. But he put out a book, the book I just mentioned, and it's a very valuable book because most of the Western books that you see that have the pictures of these gunfighters and all come from the photographs that he gathered. So anyway, it got me, I got a copy of the book, and I just became fascinated with that history. And I was wishing that there was some way that I could go to all these places and see all these things and check out this history firsthand myself. And I figured, well, that's never going to happen, you know. How's that ever going to happen? There's no way. But when I moved to Denver in 1987, I got a good job. And the job furnished plenty of, besides, you know, all kinds of other advantages, it furnished a lot of travel money. And so they sent me and this other person that I was associated with at the time on many trips together. We traveled by bus. We traveled by car. We traveled by train and every way except by boat. We didn't travel by boat. but anyway, we traveled many, I don't know, there was something like about 40 to 50 trips that I took, both with my friend and without him on some of them, because they were personal trips. And I went to all these places, and having the money to do so, and checked out these things and took photographs of the graves of all these gunfighters. We're talking about, you know, not only people like Billy the Kid, Wyatt Earp, Wild Bill Hickok, Kit Carson. We're talking about people like John Wesley Hardin, Porter Rockwell, the Dalton Gang, you know, from up in Kansas, and all these. There's too many to even mention here. And anyway, it wasn't just a matter of finding the graves. It was a matter of also visiting the towns and the sites where they had the gunfights, and the stagecoach robberies and train robberies and bank holdups and you know, saloons, famous saloons where a lot of gunfights had taken place, like the Fatal Corner down in San Antonio. I could tell you a lot about the Fatal Corner in San Antonio, but the show would be a little, I think we'd run out of showtime if I got into that, so I'm not gonna go there. I would like to sing one more Western song, since I just got through doing Summer on Moon, which is one of the songs that's on my new double CD that came out in May of 2007. Anyway, this is called Cowboy Convention. Is it okay if I...
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Cowboy Convention. And it goes like this. I was riding the prairie when out of the blue I could see through 200 Indians starting to close in on me. There was no place I could run, and I never carry a gun, so I cried for help. And along came Hopalong Cassidy, Maverick and Billy the Kid, and Jim Bridger. I'd have been lost if they hadn't shown up when they did. And there was even Doc Holliday, Buffalo Bill, Jesse James, and Kit Carson, and 300 cavalry, but I can't remember their names. I was safe in my cabin and thinking of going to bed when an Indian tomahawk stuck in the wall by my head. Then I looked out the window to see 3,000 Indians coming at me, so I cried for help. And along came Hopalong Cassidy, Maverick and Billy the Kid, and Wild Bill Hickok. I'd have been lost if they hadn't shown up when they did. And there was even Doc Holliday, Buffalo Bill, Jesse James, and the Lone Ranger, Hail Silver, and 300 cavalry, but I can't remember their names. But one day I was caught and was taken to see Running Bear. We got along so well, he told me that I could stay there. And according to Indian law, I could have me the choice of a squaw. I needed no help. But along came Hopalong Cassidy, Maverick and Billy the Kid, and Wyatt Earp. I'd have been fine if they hadn't shown up like they did. And there was even Doc Holliday, Buffalo Bill, Jesse James, and Cole Younger, and Pat Garrett, and Shane, and Marshall Dillon, Porter Rockwell, and John Wesley Hardin, and Liberty Valance, and the man that shot Liberty Valance, and Custer, and 300 cavalry, but I can't remember their names.
Very nice.
Yep. This is Ralph Jean. You've been listening to On the Local Shakedown. Do you want to talk some about how Denver has changed since you moved here? How the music has changed and this Denver is a city?
Denver? Oh, yeah. Well, certainly, my feelings about it have changed. When I first moved here in 1987, I was lost. I mean, really, the only thing I knew, I'd seen the bus station a few times just passing through town, and I knew about Colfax. Well, I didn't know everything there was to know about Colfax, but I had I'd gone down just a little ways a few times, and it was interesting. And I thought, well, if I had more time, you know, but usually when you get off a bus and you're going somewhere else, you don't spend much time. But anyway, I've got to know Denver, and I've got to like Denver, and I mean, there's a lot of things to really make people want to live here, want to be a part of this community and live in the Denver area. I mean, you know, everybody that thinks about Denver always thinks about the mountains and everything out to the west of Denver and the ski lodges and all that kind of thing. But Denver is just, to me, I love to go downtown, and I love to... you know, on the 16th Street Mall, go up and down the street on the trolleys and all that. And it's just a nice place to hang out and enjoy meeting friends and going out to eat with people. And, of course, I've enjoyed going in and playing nightclubs, places like the Lion's Lair, the old Curtis Street Bar, and many other places that I have had the opportunity to play.
Before Denver, you were in Salt Lake City, is that there?
Yeah, I lived there for 18 years.
And how come you left there?
Well, when I moved to Salt Lake City, it's kind of a long story. Try to make it short as I can. But the Salt Lake City thing, I moved there because of my connection. You know, I joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints back when I was 9 years old in Little Rock, Arkansas, along with my dad. And so my family down in Texas were originally all Baptist and Methodist people and everything. And they were, in fact, I've even got some Methodist and Baptist preachers in my ancestry and all that. But anyway, I moved to Salt Lake City because of the mountains, because of the church, because I thought it would probably... See, I studied the subject of prophecy. Now, you know, we're living in some very interesting times right now since the year 2000 and, of course, what we've seen happened in 2001 and all that. And the prophecies indicate that we're going to go through some very interesting changes within the time that we'll be able to see it. And so I thought Salt Lake City would be the best and safest place for my family, that you know, to have children and for the family to grow. I was married back during the 70s, the 60s and the 70s. And so I did have some children there, and all of them are grown up now, and they have their own children. And matter of fact, I talked to my youngest daughter on the telephone this morning. We had a nice conversation. But I lived there for 18 years, and if you read the articles that have been written about me, for example, in Westward, it talks about me getting involved in polygamy, involved in plural marriage. I didn't really go there with the stipulation and intent of getting involved in plural marriage. But while I was there, nevertheless, I did, and for a lot of reasons. It had to do with my faith, my religious beliefs, and I went through many, many changes while I was there. And the thing about moving from there to Denver, well, I did a lot of band work shortly before I left, between 1982 to 87. And while I was doing all this band work, I had a lot of success there. We did hundreds of shows from southwestern Wyoming all the way down to southern Utah. and places like Spanish Fork and places like that, and westward over to Tooele. So there was a lot of activity, and I thought, well, if I'm getting, this good a reaction with the bands I'm playing with and the music and all, because I'd been involved in places like Houston when I was younger, I thought, well, now, I wonder what would happen if I moved over to Denver and lived over in Denver. I wonder if I could take the music thing to another level living over there. And, so here we are, and now I know what happened. what happened with the change of coming over to Denver.
Well, you want to do one more for us?
Sure. I believe I got a request a little while ago.
Yep.
This is a special request from Mr.
Connor.
I was going to say that, but I wanted to be sure that I was using the right name. I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling round the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, I don't want you playing with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. Yes, he died, Lord, he died. When I hear that lonesome whistle, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. I bet they're drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from that prison, if that railroad train was mine, you know I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I'd want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle chase my blues away. I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling round the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since who knows when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on, dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone.
You've been listening to Ralph Jean live in the Radio 1190 studios. This is the Local Shakedown with your normal host, Catherine.
Yep.
And me, Connor, will be here till the end of the show. So give us a call if you'd like, 303-492-1190. You can talk to Catherine, me, or Ralph Jean.
Yep, and I've got that song queued up from the Sun Studio Sessions.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. This is a new song that I recorded at the end of 2006. I decided to make a winter trip. That was almost a bad decision. On the way back from there, I got stranded in St. Louis for about, I think, about 14 or more hours. There was an ice storm, and we like to never got a bus out of there.
Hmm.
Or at least I didn't. But finally, I did. But I went down to Memphis and recorded a song that a friend of mine wrote. This song was written by Mr. John Spencer. And all I did was touch it up a little bit and add a few special rhythms in it and kind of, make it into, something that I'd like to record down at Sun Studios. And it was my pleasure to do so. And so with these folks here, I'd like to present this to people to hear.
All right, what's the name of this one?
It's called Country Rock Boy.
All right.
With no further ado, here's Ralph Jean.
I sit in the field and I lay I turn my radio on and I play. I love rock and roll, I'm a good time boy. I don't need no soul, cause I'm full of joy. I'm a good time country, rock and roll type of a boy. See my motor, it's a Harley Stratton. See my woman, well, she's not the Manhattan. I'm just full of joy, cause I'm a good time rock and roll boy. And I feel so bad, and in my truck I'm sad. When I hear news of Iraq and Afghanistan, well, I go and serve, but I'm so old. I'd volunteer and do what I'm told, but I think I'll just go and pan for gold, cause I'm a good time rock and roll boy. When I hear news of Iraq and Afghanistan, if I want a truck, it's a Chevy Blazer. If I need a shave, it's an old-time razor. Don't know nothing about tech and laser. I'm a good-time rock and roll boy. Yes, I'm a good-time rock and roll boy. Yes, I am. Good-time rock and roll boy. Yes, ma'am. I'm a good-time rock and roll boy. Yes, I'm a good time rock and roll boy.
This isn't a place with all my cut-up cards on the table. Nothing new, another day gone and checked off my life without you. The spiders that live in my room, a womb of insects and glass cigarettes. It's a half-tangled string of respect tied onto the values you taught me. Your poetry is everywhere, I'm soaking up your blood on lined paper. Dumping it into buckets of songs, all the frozen tears I can remember. My life through your glass is a collage of images from my past. Your life through my voice is the only thing I have to make you last.
I'm only as strong as 100 glass cigarettes. And I'm only as tough as the chemicals can make me. I miss my reflection in my mother's glasses as she wears me. I'm only as strong as 100 glass cigarettes. I'm only as tough as the chemicals can make me. And I miss my reflection in my mother's glasses. And I miss my reflection in 100 glass cigarettes.
You gave me my addictions. I'm reading your interpretations off smoky pages. You gave me inspiration. And this is my full heart of appreciation. I'm wasting my life the best way I know how. Hood up, head down. Sometimes it's hard to keep my eyes off the ground. But I can still hear you wheezing in the distance of my headspace. And I can taste your smoke in my eyes every time I visit this familiar place. My senses recover your presence, and they still paint the picture well. The combination of your character is the most honest story I know how to tell.
Time it opens right up in the sky, so I'll tie it in. grow a flower right out of your nose. You can pass on your nostrils and sew it as it grows. Like a maze, coming through my veins. So I'm going along inside, looking my way up my tummy. Bad behavior.
between the lines, it's lies they're feeding you. Many you can buy, some you take for free, but all of them are deceiving you. Believe, let's make believe the lies we see, the lies that we can see right through. With all these lies to pick and choose. Lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies, lies.
Thank you.
That was Red Cloud West here on the Local Shakedown doing the track Two Fiery Eyes. And let's see, I'll just run through that set. It was pretty long. Eric Bachman was before that with Liars and Thieves. We had Thunder Smile doing Easter Island Beach Party Massacre. Flora Fauna by the Toodaloos. A track by the Maybellines called Stupid Love. Odom Relic did a song called... Oh, man, let's see. I played the Shadow of 21st Century Love, and that's off of his new CD called Chain Reaction Robot. I think it comes out next week. He's having a show at Old Curtis Street Bar on Thursday. He's playing with Astronautilus, who sings on one of those tracks on his new CD. So... let's see. The first song in the set then was by The Omens. It was Fight Fire. And I guess that's on an EP of theirs that was forthcoming with it when this Adventure Records Kubi album was released in 2006, and it sounds like it still hasn't been released. But The Omens have a show coming up. Of a lot of those bands I played have shows coming up. The Omens, though, are playing at the Rocket Room in Colorado Springs a week from today with The New. Who else did I have in there? Eric Bachman. He is going to be at the High Dive tomorrow night with Ian Cook. That's a 21 and up show. At Red Cloud West has a show on Saturday night also at the Falcon. That's the new venue right next to the Gothic Theater with the bowling alley. American Relay and Reverend Deadeye have a show on Saturday as well at Bender's. And if you have been listening to the Local Shakedown, you probably heard some songs from Ralph Jean. He has a show on Saturday also. He's playing at the Continental Club on Santa Fe, and that show is him opening up for Whiskey Throttle. So those are all at radio1190.org. And it's not too much time left in the show, but I have a song coming up for you. I don't remember what I put in the CD player, so we'll see what song this is. I think it's actually by the Oblio Duo.
I don't want to take you for granted. Reach my heart out to sea. 'Cause I need my churro. She needs me. I see you at midnight on a train to Tennessee. 'Cause I need my churro and she needs me. Bottom of the iceberg, it's cold and dark as hell. But I know you will save me when you dig your wishing well. I never took you for granted. See, 'cause I need my churro and she needs me. 'Cause I need my churro and she needs me.
minutes are empty, my fingers are numb again, but it doesn't matter anyway. I'm taking in what you're pumping out again, but it doesn't matter anyway. My pockets are empty, got leather for skin again, but it doesn't matter anyway. I'm taking in what you're pumping out again, but it doesn't matter anyway.
I was Orbit Service doing Wolves on Radio 1190 KVCU Boulder. Mono Fog did Black Lung before that, and then Oblio Duo and the Archers did Churo. This is the very end of the local shakedown. If you're listening to most of the episode, Ralph Jean was on here. I'd like to thank him one more time for coming down here. And stay tuned for A-Side, B-Side. They have a song about, a show about counting and spelling and that sort of thing, I believe. So I'm going to end the show with a song by Captain Fresh from Mr. Pac-Man. This is his song, Bird or a Plane.
Well, I'm Captain Fresh. I don't need your stress, 'cause I just took my shower of power, yes. And I just washed away all the things you say. Never really heard of anyways, 'cause I'm so, so down. Well, we in the posse, we just coolin', coolin'. See all the girlies, they be droolin', droolin'. Why are your ponies be droolin', droolin'? Captain Fresh is a full school rulin', 'cause no one is bigger and no one is deeper and no one is fresher and cleaner. So just take your stuck up nose out the air and jump on the dance floor like you ain't gotta care, 'cause it's obvious your problem is you're just too scared to take off your cool and let down your hair. But guess who's here to save the day? Not a bird, not a plane, Count Fresh, hey, hey. You really wouldn't want it any other way, Count Fresh, hey, hey, Count Fresh, hey, hey. See my DJ cut to it on the ones and twos, but he's a music mastermind. I just cut, scratch a fool, and he makes all the people in the place go, oh, oh.